We got a lot of work to do. It has been a bad night for honest, respectful democracy. Across the country. And in this race, we did not have the result we wanted. But I am so proud of our campaign. Because our campaign was built on honest, respectful, grassroots democracy. I am so proud of the 100,000 doors that were knocked on by people just going door to door, putting their heart out there. I am so proud to have stood shoulder to shoulder with labor unions and with the incredible, powerful support of labor from across the board, calling members, saying this matters for our unions, for prevailing wage, for project labor, for the right to organize. I am proud that we ran this campaign totally differently in the way that we funded it. It was funded with the honest contributions of people making $19 average contribution. There were over 200, a quarter of a million individual contributions in this race. Just the little contributions, totally different than the way most congressional races are run. And I'm proud of the way that we put out long 5-minute videos really talking honestly, and respectfully about real issues that face people instead of 30-second ads. And I'll talk a little bit about more about this later, but I am proud of the fact that we named names and called out the billionaires that are trying to buy our democracy. So what we just experienced here in the 19th district is two campaigns. There was one campaign that was kind of like the campaign you could have seen in 1990, where John Faso and I had 6 debates, where we talked to editorial boards, where we answered questions. That was one campaign. But what overwhelmed that campaign, and you heard it, it popped up in your Pandora. It was infesting your television. What was actually bigger than that campaign was the outside money in this race. This was a race inside the Post-Citizens United world. And in that race, it wasn't me against John Faso. It was all of us against a handful of billionaires who were using misleading super PAC attack ads. They spent $7 million $7 million. When I say they, I'm not talking about John's campaign. I'm talking about super PACs spent $7 million attacking us in this district. That's an outrageous amount of money. And this is, Wall Street bankers, vulture capitalists, men who make their living by selling America out. Men who survive on the tragedy of others. They spent this money on misleading false ads and trying to put the power of our vote in Congress into their pocket. All that money was only possible because of Citizens United. It would have been illegal before 2010. And people would pull me over at a breakfast and say, why is there so much more negativity this year? And the reason is when you have outside money, it's negative money. When you have outside money, it's misleading money instead of that honest debate between two people. So we called them out. We named them. Paul Singer, venture capitalist. Robert Mercer, hedge fund manager and one of the biggest donors to Donald Trump's campaign. We called them out, and they spent over $500,000 supporting my opponent's super PACs. I challenged them to a debate. And instead of coming forward honestly and engaging, what they did is they answered that challenge, and they answered being named by putting more money into this election. Each one of them put hundreds of thousands of dollars more after we called them out. So our campaign made up of grassroots power, of labor power, of people standing up for our water, responded with courage, with creativity, with grit, with fight. I don't have $500,000 donations. What we had was you. Every time they tried to shut us up with another $1 million super PAC contribution, we responded with another 10,000 people reaching into their pocket and giving $19. It was incredible. We took a beating here. We did. Not just me, but the values of our democracy. Because they weren't just attacking me, they were attacking all of us. And whether or not you voted for me, that negative, misleading outside money does not serve our democracy, and we have to overturn Citizens United, and we have to overturn and we have to overturn Buckley versus Vallejo and not allow for this money equals speech. Because we know that the country belongs to us. We will not be dictated to. We lost this campaign, but it is part of something bigger. It's part of a revolution on the Hudson that includes the CWA standing up against Verizon, that includes the people of New York standing up against fracking and the Anchorages and the Pilgrim Pipeline and the bomb trains. That includes all of us standing up against AT&T mergers and any one of these new monopolies that want to consolidate and take away power from the people. Once in a generation, we are called upon to restore American democracy. And you've seen what's happened across the country tonight, but we are called upon to restore American democracy. It's urgent, and it's going to take all of us. If there's one thing I learned on the campaign trail, it's that we are more than brave enough, and we are more than smart enough to take on this challenge. So this is our moment. We may have lost this race, but we're not going away. We can stop the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We can stop the AT&T merger. We can protect the Hudson from becoming an industrialized fossil fuel highway. One of the four super PACs that joined in attack said that I was a unique threat. We together are the unique threat that they fear. It's when people speak up, that's the threat they fear. Because the billionaires behind these super PACs win if we stay home. So after tonight, we gotta knock on even more doors. We are not gonna let them break us. We are not gonna let them take this sacred institution of American democracy. My hero, President Franklin Roosevelt, he grew up in this valley. And in 1936, in the depths of the Great Depression, he took on the Wall Street bankers and the financiers of that day, the men who had broken the American economy, and then were trying to subvert American democracy. So this is FDR speaking. He called them privileged princes, thirsting for power, that were trying to take control over government itself and create a new despotism. These are the words of a sitting president, FDR saying that, taking on Wall Street. He said, the average man must once more confront the problem that confronted the Minuteman, political tyranny. Well, the Minutemen won their fight against political tyranny 2 centuries ago. And our grandparents, working with FDR, won their fight against economic tyranny 80 years ago. And so will we. I want to thank my husband, Nick, and our daughter, Sage. I want to thank the men and women in the labor movement for all the nights calling and knocking on doors after days working. I want to thank the Democratic committee chairs who supported me early, and especially Elisa Sumner, the Dutchess County chair, who helped recruit me. All our local mayors, our town supervisors, our council members, Sean Patrick Maloney, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Senator Bernie Sanders. Our incredible campaign staff. And then all the volunteers and interns and people who went door to door, posted lawn signs, talked to their friends, and brought this unique and energy and excitement to this campaign. We're not done. I'm going to be working with you. I'm going to be working with you against the fossil fuel industry and fracking, against high stakes testing, against corruption in Albany. I was working on all those things before this race. But we've got something really fundamental that we all have to be working against and for. We have to be fighting, working against that economic and political tyranny that FDR warned about. And we have to be fighting for our democracy. Thank you to everything you've done.